My name is Shirley Hogan, and I am Manager of Education and Projects for the Canadian Mental Health Association for Northern British Columbia.
Okay, and speaking today, you know, this conversation being a bit of a mental health check-in, broadly, what are you finding that most Northern BCers are anxious about, or what anxieties they're sharing?
I think that, you know, a lot of the people in Northern BC are really sharing a lot of the same anxieties that we're seeing across the province and the country. And, you know, a lot of them are global as well. And people are still concerned about COVID, about the COVID, the new mandates, the, you know, their safety, their family's safety. We also, you know, we're still got the climate issue that we're dealing with here in Canada. And now we have the war in Ukraine. So there's just a lot of things piling up on people's plates. And it's, you know, I think for some people, it's starting to feel like, when are we going to get a break?
Yeah, exactly. I even read a statistic that the CMHA put out that says 41% of Canadians say their mental health is worse since the pandemic's onset. And that's not surprising at all. But, you know, going into having been living with this pandemic for 2 years in Canada, what does the CMHA do to address Canadians' fears regarding the pandemic specifically? Or what have you changed in your approach?
I think if we've changed something in our approach, it's, you know, a lot of what we do is training around mental health. And so we've really included extra information around anxiety, particularly around the anxiety that COVID has caused for so many people, as well as conflict. You know, oftentimes when we are feeling very anxious, it also can affect how we are dealing with people in general, and it can increase our base sort of level of anger or resentment. So, you know, if we're having somebody in our family that or our friends who feel differently about COVID and the mandates and, you know, just all of what's been happening, that can add a conflict in our lives, which then, of course, continues to increase our stress. So really at CMHA, we've been having a strong focus on how do we help people with their anxiety? How are we helping people with communication and sort of being able to also manage their thoughts in these times? You know, a lot of what happens for us, a lot of our anxiety and a lot of our conflict can originate with, what are we thinking about?
Yeah. And I mean, you know, obviously each one of us has a very, you know, personal tie to, I think, managing our anxieties, but also with so much access to what's going on in the world as well, that you feel kind of helpless in some situations as well. And so as the world watches this war on Ukraine continue, we see stories of Ukrainians in Northern BC whose family is there, and people who also feel the need to act, but maybe they don't know what to do. So how does CMHA help those find solace and also maybe still feel involved without burning out, or what kind of, you know, what kind of methods would you ask people to employ so that they don't feel that burnout of compassion as well?
Yeah, because, you know, when we're sort of watching all of this on the news, what can happen is we start to feel really helpless. And, you know, things then start to feel like they're out of control. And we don't have any ability to affect what's going on in globally. And, you know, a lot of that is based in the truth. You know, there's not physically a lot that we here in Canada can do. But, you know, one thing that CMHA, we always try to, you know, remind people that it is amazing how far a little bit of kindness will go. Mm-hmm. You know, I know Bonnie Henry has really been talking about that through COVID. And a big part of the reason for that is because it actually does work. And so even though we can't go out and do anything physical for Ukraine in that country, we can do small acts of kindness here. Now, whether that means that we are just offering assistance to somebody else, whether it's a conversation, a donation, just being kind to another person can help us feel empowered in our own lives and in just in what it is that we're able to do. Whether that means being kind to maybe someone that we know in our community who's from Ukraine or Russia, and just reaching out with a kind word is, you know, can really lift our day and help us with our level of anxiety and powerlessness over everything that's going on.
Yeah, I'm a big advocate for acting locally as well, especially when this can be such a divisive, you can have such a divisive outlook on this as well. But yeah, as well, good point too, is that there needs to be compassion for, but we obviously have compassion for Russian Canadians as well, because they're, you know, it's not time to start pointing the finger and using a wide brush to paint, you know, victims versus aggressors right now.
Exactly. And then all that's going to do is just, you know, increase our level of anxiety and resentment for what's happening here in Canada. And there's really not a need for that if we can just remember that, you know, they're probably feeling just as helpless as we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure how immediate, you know, the CMHA has as far as feedback from communities, but have you had any findings about how people feel about the lifting of the mask mandate last Friday?
Yeah, I don't know that I have any. It's a little bit too soon for us to really have much information or statistical quantitative information that can really speak to that. What we do know, though, is that even, you know, as we are slowly moving out of COVID, people's anxiety isn't just automatically lifted, that we're still, you know, like there's still this time of transition that we're in. And even though people are, you know, maybe part of them is feeling grateful that things are opening up and that they can be a part of community again, they're all also can be a lot of anxiety around that. We've created new routines. We've really been able to isolate ourselves. And so someone who already is feeling anxious, that being able to permission to isolate has been a bit of a relief for them. And now that sort of that pressure might be on, or they might feel like it's pressure now to go back out and engage and be a part of, sometimes that can increase anxiety. As you know, for somebody else, it might be completely decreasing their anxiety. So we want to remember that everyone's experience is going to be different as we move forward.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Speaking about kind of, you know, how the CMHA does communicate with communities, I'm thinking especially more remote communities, both settler and Indigenous communities, but is the approach with the CMHA to help disseminate information? I know that you give out a lot of tips, such as, you know, like getting active in January, or kind of the benefits of physical activity and kindness. But is the CMHA's approach for communication different for more remote communities than it would be for an urban center?
I think that the thing that makes it more difficult for us is that, of course, we have that distance in order to be able to share information face to face. As far as our virtual sharing of information, I don't know that it would be that much different, except that we do want to make sure that we're really sharing the information, that just because we're northern, just because we're remote, doesn't mean there are no services available to us. We at CMHA have our Bounce Back program, which teaches cognitive behavioral therapy, and that is available to everybody in the province. Anybody with access to a telephone can access that service, and it's free, and they get to work one-on-one with a coach who will walk them through some behavioral cognitive therapy techniques in order to be able to help people manage their thoughts, which are then fueling some of their emotions and then that anxiety.
That's really excellent. I guess, especially with your role, what are some other programs or educational, modules that you do have available both on phone and online that are offered for people who are feeling anxious right now?
Yeah, so that Bounce Back is really that one individual one-on-one coaching that somebody can access. And we also are doing a lot of information through webinar. So we're doing lots of different mental health workshops, mental health first aid, and lots of education around understanding our mental health, and then looking at how do we help to care for our mental health. And we talk a lot about self-care in Canada, and we have for many years talked about self-care, but we often focus so much on the physical, and we forget sometimes that we all have mental health, and we have to care for our mental health just as we have to care for our physical health.
Yeah. And what about healthcare workers and social workers and teachers and people who really they've had to change their approach in how they can work with people, you know, I'm going to say less vulnerable or more vulnerable people, but also children who might not have the language yet or might not have that those kind of discussions at home. What's the pulse on their mental health and also being, you know, having to deal with it and also having to employ new methods to help people?
Yeah, we know that there has been a lot of extra stress on all of our front-end workers, whether they're in the social service field or, as you mentioned, teachers. You know, we know that those first responders have had it just an extra level of stress on them, not only with just having to be out face-to-face in COVID, but also that anxiety and that, you know, perception of, you know, how are people perceiving them? And then how are they managing with all of the different changes in the mandates that they've had to go through? So, you know, we do know that there has been extra stress for them. And, you know, we really are just, you know, encouraging everybody, including them, to really make sure that we're taking as really good care of ourselves through these times. You know, again, I really want to, you know, stress that just because COVID is, you know, we are coming to an end to some of our restrictions, doesn't mean that there should be this pressure for people to all of a sudden now just bounce right back and be doing everything that they were doing before and feeling the same way about it. We really want to remind ourselves and be compassionate with ourselves that this is still a transition stage, and there are still going to be, we're still going to have to be able to become accustomed to going back to what we used to do, or our new normal, finding that new normal baseline. And again, really one of the best ways that we can do that is with that compassion, right? Like that's helpful when we're being compassionate to somebody else, but also when we're turning that around and putting that on ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I think most people that, you know, it's maybe easier to be kind outwardly, and that, but then you hold this, you know, totally unrealistic idea of how productive you need to be, or, you know, reaching some level of perfection or doing or completion that's really just unattainable and you would never really put on anybody else. But we seem to really hold ourselves to a different standard, I find.
We really do, regardless of who we are. But, and I think that it's especially if we're like, you know, one of those frontline workers, because we feel like, well, I'm supposed to be the helper. Mm-hmm. And how I'm not supposed to be the one needing the help. And, you know, it can put that extra pressure. We tend to put that extra pressure on ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Shirley, just my last question is, you know, I think that we've been, you know, kind of trying to get a general pulse, but what are some specific programs that the CMHA has or webinars that you think are really effective and maybe people don't know about yet that our listeners could know about that they can access as well?
I think, you know, again, that Bounce Back program is really powerful for people that are able to complete that. They learn really some brand new skills for how to deal with what's going on around them and their emotions associated to that. I also really think that Mental Health First Aid is a, you know, it's a webinar format. We can do it. We do it in person or online, and people really can learn so much about our mental health, how we care for our mental health, and understanding mental health in general, which, you know, so much of stigma and judgment around these topics really comes from a lack of understanding and knowledge. And, you know, that program really does help to just educate us and inform us about mental illness and try and normalize what's going on. You know, we don't blame, mental illness is really one of the only times when we blame the victim for being ill. We don't blame a cancer patient for getting ill, but, you know, we tend to put a personal blame on someone if they're experiencing chronic depression or they have an anxiety disorder. We kind of personalize it for some reason. And I think a lot of that comes from just a lack of understanding and lack of knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything that people don't know about the CMHA that you think is important for our listeners to know that I didn't ask about?
I don't know, just that, you know, feel free if you are sort of struggling with something and uncertain where to turn, then, you know, do certainly give us a call and we can see if we can, you know, just help to point you in the right direction. If you are an employer and you're worried about, you know, how do I help support my employees, give us a call. We can put together a program that can assist. And, you know, really, we just want to encourage people to remember that our mental health is equally as important as our physical health. And we want to start to be able to figure out how do we care for that in the same way that we know how to care for our physical health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that sometimes that's the maybe the hardest first step is, you know, on the not on the CMHA side, but on the user side, is that you're really unsure of how to even where to start to ask for help. Yeah,
exactly, Pamela, because sometimes we have these feelings, but we're uncertain as to what's going on for us. Yeah. You know, if my stomach is upset and I've been, you know, eating something that I know doesn't agree with me, well, I clearly know why my stomach doesn't feel right. But if I wake up in the morning and for some reason I just feel like I can't get out of bed, but I can't pinpoint that, it can feel really scary and overwhelming. And, you know, because we just don't talk enough about that, you know, for some days that might just be a normal behavior for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, trying to understand that that we all go through these ups and downs and ebbs and flows. And when we can talk about that and understand it better, it doesn't seem so overwhelming and scary.
Mm-hmm. Shirley, this is more anecdotal, and I'm not sure if you have an answer for this or not, but do you have, you know, books or podcast or anything that you find maybe people don't know about that is maybe personally something that you find solace in, just to kind of maybe point someone in the right direction? I find myself, Ali Brosh wrote a book called Hyperbole and a Half, and it's about unfortunate situations and flawed coping mechanisms. And she does it in this kind of really funny way. It's kind of a graphic novel, but I find that the way that she speaks about it is so, it's so potent and it feels really intimate. And I felt, really connected with it. I wonder, do you have anything that you would turn someone to that just is a maybe something to help them feel seen or understood?
You know, I think that right now that CMHA Kelowna has a podcast that is really good. There, you know, they talk a lot about current events and dealing with anxiety and depression, and they have some guest speakers on there. And I think that, you know, I really encourage people, if they haven't heard of it, to go on the CMHA Kelowna website and have a look at their podcast. That, you know, they just talk a lot about really what it can feel like when we're experiencing some of these emotions that that are uncomfortable. So there's that. And then for myself personally, I have found that practicing mindfulness and meditation, I know that those for a lot of people just feel so alien, but if we can just make a few small steps towards trying to consider being more mindful, trying to, you know, remind ourselves that, you know, if I'm feeling sad, am I thinking about something that happened in the past? If I'm feeling anxious, are my thoughts really focused on the future? And how can I help to bring them back to just right here, right now, and what's going on for me? Because that often will calm that anxiety or relieve some of those sad feelings.
Yeah. 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 Thank you for sharing that too. Cause I think sometimes that's what's left out of maybe some of these discussions is those little things that you can do for yourself and that are very available to you. And sometimes it's a distraction, but also sometimes it's something that's just speaking words that you can't find for yourself. And then there it is in a podcast or a song or a book or something as well.
Exactly.
Okay, great. Well, Shirley, I really appreciate you giving the time to speak with me today. And I think that it's really important that our listeners know about what's available for them, because as mentioned, you know, you just might not know how to even start Googling or how to even ask for help. So I think that it's really important that people know about the Canadian Mental Health Association and what you're doing out there for people.
Yeah, thanks, Pamela. And I really also just encourage people that when we are Googling, there are some really great resources on the internet, but we also want to make sure that we're checking where are we getting our information.
Yes.
So, you know, like one thing with CMHA, it's a national organization. We've been around for a long time. So, you know, you can be rest assured that the information we have on our website is going to be something that you can rely on to assist you. Any links that we have through there, you know, you can trust those as well. So just, you know, when we're going on the internet and we're looking at up these different websites or joining in some chat groups, really making sure that we are being careful about where's that source.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, very good point. Okay, well, thank you so much, Shirley.
All right. Thanks, Pamela. You have yourself a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.